Welcome to Corman Daily 180. I'm Jamie Speakman.
And I'm Lindsay Dalsey. Thanks for joining us today. So it's a different time.
It is.
It is nice weather.
Yes.
Everybody should take advantage and go outside for a nice walk since we can't do a whole lot else.
At least it's not raining right now.
It is not. And it's actually very nice and pleasant outside.
Just make sure you distance yourself.
Absolutely. We're a little too close.
So y'all got a new doctor at the hospital?
We do. Dr. Hans Nofsinger is joining our Coleman Regional Medical Group. He's going to be joining Dr. Catherine Pettit in the Family Care Clinic North, which is located in Professional Office Building 1. So he has been in practice for several years. He moved back to his home state of Arkansas. When I heard the name Hans Nofsinger, I was like, oh, so he's not from here. And they're like, oh, no, he grew up in Lexington, Kentucky. So not Arkansas, so Kentucky. So he has lived there for the past 10 years taking care of aging parents and is excited to be back in Alabama. He worked in Mobile for several years, so we're excited to have him.
Awesome.
So he's currently accepting new patients.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. So want to congratulate Good Hope High School's math team. We don't get a chance to talk about the math team stuff very much, but Good Hope, they went to Tuscaloosa and they placed first in geometry and advanced math and second in algebra and trig. So pretty outstanding. So congratulations to Good Hope and your math team.
Absolutely. Congratulations. So as of now, Westminster Assisted Living is planning on feeding all first responders on April 17th. If you're interested in learning more, contact Samantha at 256-255-0361. So love to see our first responders thanked. And as far as we know, that's still going on, but that could change.
All right. As of right now, and if it does change, we'll
let you know.
We'll update you and let you know. Coleman tennis team, they are off to a great start. Unfortunately, you know, right now they're not able to play. Last week the girls beat Pinson Valley, swept them 9-0. And then the girls and boys played Gardendale
yes.
and swept them 9-0. And
yes.
both Pinson Valley and Gardendale, both of those tennis teams are really good, outstanding programs. So for Coleman to go in there and shut them down, that speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
For
very proud. I'm also very proud. My niece, Kate, is on the girls' tennis team, so I'm super proud of my niece, Kate.
Awesome.
All right.
So what kind of coronavirus update can you give us? What's going on?
Well, as we all know, this kind of is rapidly evolving and changing. I think last I saw from ADPH, we're up to 36 cases in the state of Alabama. Still no positive cases in Coleman County, which is good news, but I'm sure that there are some. We just haven't found them yet.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital has limited visitation for a lot of reasons to protect our staff and our patients. Our patients in the hospital are immunocompromised because they're ill and in the hospital. So now you have to sign in at the main desk. We've locked down all of our other entrances into the hospital. Our employees can get through with their badges, but any community members have to come in at the main hospital entrance and sign in. We're only allowing immediate family to come into the hospital to visit patients. Anyone with a suspected case of coronavirus or a positive test, which none at this time, will be restricted from any visitors.
Mm-hmm.
No one under the age of 16 is allowed as a visitor. Children carry a lot of germs, so we're just trying to prevent that. And I'm trying to make sure I haven't forgotten anything. I think those are the main thing. We are actively working with our local physicians. Our physicians did a joint letter to the community to let them know that we're all working together. We are prepared to handle this. We're assessing our supplies as needed. We are making sure that we have staffing in place. We've set up the call center, which is really important and I think has been a huge benefit to our community. If you have any questions at all about the coronavirus, I encourage you to call the call center. That number is 256-735-5530, and we have that manned 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. if you have any questions, we can't give you medical advice, but we can at least give you some information right. and tell you where to go. We've set up a drive-through clinic, but that is only if you get a physician referral for that. And that's just to prevent people that meet criteria from going in and out of offices. Mm-hmm. And so that is set up behind our urgent care from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But I cannot stress enough, that is just for people who their physicians have screened and have decided that they meet the criteria for screening. And that is because there are limited supplies throughout our state. We are working to get more every day.
Right.
Senator Gudger actually went down to Montgomery yesterday and brought us back some last night. We are very appreciative of that. So we are going to continue to test as often as we can, but we need to make sure that those who are most immunocompromised and most at risk are the ones that are tested first. So it's not that we're not trying to test as many people as possible, it's that our resources are a little bit limited at this time. And so we want to test those that are at high risk that might need to be hospitalized first.
Right.
We want to make sure that they are getting the care that they need. And so we hope that we'll have more supplies and we'll be able to do more testing in the future. So just be patient. Know that we are doing all that we can do. And if you have any questions or you feel like you meet criteria for screening, I encourage you to call your physician's office. They are doing a lot of screening over the phone. And if they determine that you meet the criteria, then they will send you a referral for our testing site. So if you think that you might have come in contact with someone and you might have the symptoms, but you are mildly sick, that is why we have put all of these restrictions on and asked everybody to stay at home. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is for people to heed those warnings. I sit here and there's people out and about all day. I understand we need to go to work. However, this quarantine period will be much shorter if we'll actually quarantine ourselves.
Right,
right now, people aren't, which is why they're having to make further and further restrictions. So the outside is not closed. You can go for a walk. Just do it in a smaller group setting. I mean,
right.
2 and 4 people is fine. My family and I went on a walk both Saturday and Sunday.
Because right.
I said, let's get out of this house. We are, and for mental health, I think. but it is. It's good for both.
Right.
So we want to make sure that people are heeding the warning, because the sooner that we all self-quarantine and stay away from each other a little bit, the sooner we're going to start to see this die down some.
Right.
But we've seen in other areas where they've had to put on mandatory restrictions. I know, and I know nobody wants their freedoms taken away. So we need to self-quarantine and stay away from each other in this time so that we can hopefully end it sooner rather than later. So, but if you have any questions, please feel free to contact our information center, 256-735-5530. We're happy to answer your calls and help you as best we can.
And I do believe the state is working with the county on coming up with another location to do a drive-through.
Well, we actually, testing. We are going to be a regional collection site for the state as well.
Okay.
But because all facilities are a little bit limited on supplies,
right.
We are doing the best we can, and we're working with ADPH. Now, if they're working with a third party outside of us, that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
But we have talked about the potential, if we have enough testing kits, to set up some mass testing. According to our chief medical officer and all of our physicians, mass testing is not very good medicine.
Mm-hmm.
However, sometimes in a crisis situation, in order to calm people down, that is the best. Unfortunately, we just don't have enough test kits right now to do mass testing. So we need to save those for the people that need it the most.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
I know we talked about the weather. It's not really doing a whole lot right now. Not
right.
raining, but it does feel good.
It does. All right. So let's take a look at this week's forecast. right. So it looks like we've got some rain, but it's like mostly sunny with chances of rain throughout the day, which is kind of how it's been over the last few days. So, I mean, that's manageable.
Yeah. And it's going to warm up a little bit. I think Thursday's going to be really nice.
It's actually
nice.
Pretty warm today.
Yeah. Thursday's supposed to hit close to 80, so it'll be really nice. And then, of course, then it's going to drop off a little bit for a few days. So,
of course.
But Coleman Middle School, again, we talk about archery a lot and
right.
just the growth of the archery teams here in Coleman. But Coleman Middle School, they went to Marshall County and shot in the Marshall County tournament and came away with the high score, won first place. But their high score was 3,345. And if you know anything about archery, that is high.
Yes.
That's very high. So
very
congratulations to Coleman Middle School's archery team.
Congratulations. Good job. Very excited to announce that Chad Floyd has been appointed to the District Judge Place 1 by Governor Ivey. And he will be sworn in this Friday. So congratulations to Chad. He is a wonderful guy. Used to be my neighbor many years ago. And so excited for him.
Absolutely. And the swearing-in ceremony Friday is just going to be, due to the coronavirus and the protection, is just going to be for family.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, family only. So I know he, you know, wanted it for anybody that wanted to come to be there. You know, maybe sometime in the future it could be something different. But for right now, this Friday, it's just going to be for family only.
Yes. And he will represent us well, I have no doubt.
No doubt. It's going to take a lot to replace Judge Cheney, but there's not a doubt in my mind, Chad.
We'll fill those shoes well. Yep.
So, and Coleman County Commission, yesterday morning, the Coleman County Commission, they declared a state of emergency for Coleman County. And then this morning, they came back in and are planning to shut the courthouse down.
Okay.
So the effective tomorrow, from tomorrow until April 6th, the courthouse will be shut down. Now, saying that, the employees will still be there. So if you have questions, need anything answered, need to conduct business, you can make the phone calls and okay. they'll be glad to help you. In the revenue office, you know, people still have to get their car tax renewed.
Right.
In the revenue office, if you go online and renew your car tag, they're waiving all fees, so it doesn't cost you any extra to do it online during
okay.
this time.
Good deal.
So they're doing everything they can to protect the citizens. There's a lot of closings. You know, the senior centers are closed.
Yes. Park and Rec. I know the Aquatic Center is closed for
correct
facilities.
Right. But now all outdoor, let's stress this, all
yes.
outdoor parks are still open. You can still go to the park.
Yes.
It's just the events, the planned events with Park and Rec, those are the things that are not happening.
And we have canceled all of our outside events at Coleman Regional as well. So any events that were scheduled in the Colonel Coleman Room, screenings, education programs, any of those things that were previously on the schedule are now canceled until further notice. We've just canceled through the end of March, hoping that we can get over this hump, but it may be much further out. And I know that the Hospital Foundation has canceled their gala or rescheduled it for June temporarily. So a lot of things that are changing. It's kind of our new temporary normal is what I've kind of referenced it internally.
Right. You know, schools are closed. Senior centers are closed right now. Dusty Baker with the Commission on Aging, he, again, wants us to stress that if, you know, just because the senior centers are closed, that does not mean that the seniors are not getting fed.
Right.
They will deliver the food to them. So if you have any questions on getting food for the seniors, contact the Coleman Commission on Aging, and they will make sure to take care of you. So although, you know, things are shut down and our lives are, you know, changing just a little bit temporarily,
right.
we're all going to be okay.
Right. There's no need for panic. We're going to be able to meet the needs of the community. We all just need to kind of take a deep breath
right.
and calm down and know that this is just a different time.
It is.
It's a different time for all of us and we'll get through it, but I like to say, we all talk about how busy we are. myself included, when you have kids, you feel like you're pulled in 100 different directions. Scott and I frequently feel like two ships passing in the night. And take this time to really appreciate the quality family time that you're able to have.
Absolutely.
Have dinner together at home. Have family game night. Have family movie night. Go for a walk. Enjoy this time and slow down and appreciate that blessing. Got to find the blessing in all of this, and I think that that is it.
Absolutely, and show acts of kindness. And there's people do acts of kindness every day, and a lot of times we don't ever catch it. Nobody gets a picture or anything like that. But yesterday, a lady was shopping at Publix.
I saw that. It was amazing.
And she happened to snap a picture of a gentleman that I know the guy personally. I went to, did not know at the time, but we went to school together, grew up together, and I'm not going to say his name, but he was at Publix, and there was a couple people that was behind him, and he paid for their groceries just so they could go ahead and get through the line and get out. So what a better way to do that. So
Absolutely. Show,
you know, during these tough times, you know, instead of worrying about things, constantly having the anxiety, you know, show some acts of kindness whenever you can have that opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. And one event that is not canceled on our campus is we have a blood drive today. We are currently at critical emergency levels for blood. During things like this, people stop becoming regular donors. So we are having a blood drive today at the hospital. The blood donor bus is in front of the hospital. We ask you to come out and give blood, and we ask you to not come in the hospital, but we ask you to come and give blood and donate so that we have plenty throughout this whole process.
Right, absolutely. And we had some breaking news this morning, some sad news that our prior park and rec director for Coleman, John Hunt, passed away. And so we send out our prayers to the Hunt family during this difficult time. John, this is my personal opinion, but I would not hesitate to say that he single-handedly put Coleman Park and Rec on the map, made it a national program.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that we have here today that we would not have probably ever had if it would not have been for John Hunt.
Right.
So I think that
he was instrumental in getting Heritage Park and the Wellness and Aquatic Center that we have today. So we have prayers to his family for sure.
Absolutely. So everybody be safe. Stay away from the corona. Keep your social distancing. And we will see y'all next week.
Yes.
Have a good week.
See you later.